If anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Just don't wear the ribbon.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon.
Who? Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon? So, what's it going to be? Are you going to wear the ribbon?
No, never.
But I'm wearing the ribbon. He's wearing the ribbon. We are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
Ah, yes. This is America. Except the ribbon is the mask now. Interesting. Love that old Seinfeld episode to remind us of the crazy when people only respond in pack behavior. It's fun, isn't it? We're getting a huge dose of that. It's the idiocy pack behavior of human beings and wearing something and they don't even know why they're wearing it. They honestly don't know why. Because if they knew why, they wouldn't wear it. Right? The mask?
Yes.
I mean, they honestly wouldn't if they knew exactly what they were doing.
No.
Yeah.
There's no reason to.
No. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, I meant to tell you, I have the flu.
Yeah, you do not. Sorry. You're here for the duration today. You're not getting out of this. I welcome you to the show. Of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. Happy to have you. Dr. Pester will join us later. And a couple of things to talk about. And one of them is the independentamericanparty.org. independentamericanparty.org. They're candidates for Utah governor and lieutenant governor, Gregory Durden and Wayne Hill. And they are having a... meeting at Golden Corral Tuesday, tomorrow, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. You can go by and visit them and see what they're all about. And also Vernon Worthen Park in St. George from 7 to 9. So you can hit that too. Same day, same tomorrow. So there is another choice. And
yes.
It's...
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Third largest party in Utah. And, of course, other states. But they are the solution party. And usually all the stuff we're talking about on the show... They get it.
They're better than any incumbent.
Yes, they're better than any incumbent. And you know what? We're in a world of hurt with the Android double of Herbert named Spencer Cox.
Yep.
And so I encourage you to look at this party. And they are looking at putting constitutions in the homes of Utahns and have so many wonderful things planned. And they understand what's going on. So we need more of this. And you know what? People need to start stepping up and looking at other candidates away from the party system.
Well, it looks like they're really going to campaign.
Yeah.
And
which is great.
Yes, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to campaign, the least we should do is take a look.
Yes, absolutely. independentamericanparty.org. independentamericanparty.org. Check it out. Yeah, I'm encouraging people to run and to do this type of thing is exactly what the Independent American Party is. And they've got a lot of support from a lot of people that know their principles. And so, you know what? Like you said, we have got to do something else. Do not take this Spencer Cox for governor thing. He thinks he has it in the bag. It just makes me ill to think about because what was the big article in Deseret News? 42% or 43% of Utahns want a mask mandate. Instead of framing the article as, hey, 50-some-odd percent don't want it.
57% don't want it.
They go with the headline of, no, this minority wants it.
Yep.
So that they can move towards constructing this mandate. Are we going to stand for that? This is the kind of nonsense running out of Deseret News right now. I just can't believe it.
And people quote that. Well,
I know.
43% want it. I look at them and say, that means most don't. The majority doesn't.
Thank you. Oh, gosh. We've lost our ever-loving minds. And we keep falling for the garbage. And I just wonder when we're going to stop falling for the garbage. Oh, boy, we're in a world of hurt. Okay. So a lot on the docket. It was funny. There was an article written, conservationists sound alarms over initiatives. They say shut out public input. All kinds of different things going on. You know, the bill that somebody asked me about last week about Congressman Stewart and the land bill, there hasn't been a summary published yet. Just wanted you guys to know. But he is all about the conservation movement and the environmentalist. In fact, there was something he put through, a bill to introduce it. I think it was in June. And it's all about... In fact, a lot of his bills go right along with John Curtis, another complete and total liberal in our state that is under the guise of conservative. So Congressman Chris Stewart is right there with John Curtis. Whenever John Curtis wants to do something, there is Chris Stewart's support. It's really disgusting, actually, to watch these two work in tandem like they do. But they are both for the environmentalists, and they will give away your land. They will take the opportunity for the state to take the land. I just want people to know that.
And it's not because they're environmentalists. It's because they want to control the land.
Yes. Yes.
It's not about saving anything.
Yeah. But it's all done under that mantra, yeah. Right? And so I just want people to understand where these guys are truly getting their bread buttered, because it's really sad to watch. And you can go through his list of bills, and so many of them having to do with expansion of a certain territory, or putting the hands the land in the hands of government again and again and again over all the almost decade he's been in office. He's just like John Curtis, and John Curtis is nothing but a, you know, save the gnat on a flea's butt, you know, as quick as he possibly can. Let's take the whole area and give it to the government kind of guy. And so this is what Chris Stewart is, and people don't want to see it. And all you have to do is go look at what he's sponsoring and what he has, what he co-sponsors. And it's right there. So sad, sad, sad. Please see what he's doing and stop falling for the "I was in the Air Force, therefore I am a good patriot" act, because it's all an act. I don't care whether somebody was in the military or not. That is not it's not what makes you a good patriot. No. The understanding and defending of the Constitution is what makes you a good patriot. Not just saying yes, sir. Okay. So he just touts those Air Force wings wherever he goes. And I'm sorry, but he's a hot mess, and I wish people would see it. Man, we have so much to talk about in today's show. I ran across this comment on Facebook. I won't say his name, but this guy thinks he's awake. Can I just read this to you? Shortly, in just a few months, vaccines will be available for COVID-19. In the U.S., it will not be mandatory, but in some countries, it will be required. My kids and I were talking about the vaccines and if we would take one. After thinking about it, I said I would wait 2 to 3 weeks just to see how the first timers fare, and then I would take it. That is, if folks aren't dropping dead sorry, from the shot. I'm certain that this will not be a true vaccine, but a yearly shot. I take the flu shot yearly, and in my case, I've not gotten a bad case of the flu yet. And my fingers are crossed. I know that there are groups of anti-vaccine folks, and that's okay. It's one of the perks of living in the U.S. What will you do? Take the shot or decline the shot? Oh, my gosh.
I've, you know, what since idiocy. Normally human trials take 6 to 7 years.
Right.
I don't think 3 weeks is long enough to wait.
No, get this. Get this. He actually says, and if they don't drop dead,
yeah.
I'll pony myself up for this. You're so afraid of a shot that you actually think people might drop dead.
Right.
So you're going to wait to see if people actually do drop dead.
3 whole weeks.
Whole weeks. I mean, oh my gosh. 21 whole days? And then if they don't drop dead on site, which, by the way, wouldn't happen because they know that no one else would take it. That's why it's got long-term effects. I know it's hard to understand. This is for real. And these people think they're awake. Like, they actually think I know what's going on, baby. I could not believe this comment. If people don't drop dead, I think I'll take it. Your body already creates immunity. You don't need it. Why in the world would somebody do this to themselves and be that afraid? So they're going to watch it like a hawk for 21 whole days, as Uncle Milty said, to see if they don't drop dead on sight. And then they feel that they would take it. Yeah. They've talked to their kids and they feel like, yeah, let's go for it. Can you imagine being this idiotic? Moronic? It's hard to have words.
It is.
I don't know what to say to that. But you know what? I know there's more of these people out there who are, they're conservative. They understand a little bit about what's going on. Yet they actually are getting talked into this thing. And it's, they what, took 2 months, 3 months to do this shot?
Super shot.
Super shot.
Warp speed super shot.
And if no one dies immediately, I'll stand in line. Well, I don't know what to say to these kinds of people. But for some reason, that makes sense in this guy's head. So
it reminds me of that meme of very disfigured face.
Yeah.
Saying, the vaccine seems to be working.
Why would Well, I'll be doing a vaccine, like the show on how this vaccine came about. And it's going to horrify you. Because if you knew that the human trial started January 20th before anyone even knew what was going on, you should be very, very alarmed. You really should be. Hi, caller. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Oh, did I get live radio? I was looking for the producer.
You're live. Yeah, you'll have to call back during the break. Thank you. Anyway, I don't know what to tell you, except please don't pony yourself up for this. I'm begging you. Please reconsider. If you think that you need this shot when it's a cold virus, did you know there's never been a cold virus vaccine in the history of man? Do you know why? A, they can't do it. And B, there's no reason. It's unnecessary. What's up?
I'd rather see people hang with the mask for a while.
We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show on a Monday live. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now.
Hi, this is Kate Daly. And you know, I've been talking about this a lot on the show lately, but we need to make our homes a real place of refuge. And I can't imagine a better way of doing that other than adding a hot tub or jacuzzi in the backyard, a place to relax, a place to kind of contemplate, think, and get all of the desired benefits from using a hot tub. It's an amazing hot tub. It's a Bullfrog. Bullfrog stands on its own with its own reputation of being long-lasting and one of the most amazing jacuzzis on the market. In fact, right now they have a free audio system on selected models worth $500. You can have a staycation in your own backyard, not to mention the hydrotherapy jets that are totally amazing, each one of them different, and you can actually customize them. Get one of your own. With over 40 years of experience, Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Spas is the leader in hydro pool swim spas, bullfrog spas, the jet packs that are interchangeable behind every seat, the Passion Swim Spas, the American Swim Spas. It's the way to go. Get a hold of Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Spas and get yours ordered right away. Or call 688-8797, but get yours ordered right now.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You keep saying you got something for me. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Oh yeah, little Nancy Sinatra for you.
I was 12 years old when that song came.
Really?
I thought it was "These Boobs Are Made for Walking." But I was just entering puberty.
I don't. One track mind. Thank you.
All right.
Now I'll never be able to listen to that song again. really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, Milty, the gift that keeps on giving. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to ABC, Auto Body Central. Yes, they'll fix your car. They'll do it right. They'll work with your insurance company. They're awesome. They do great work, and I trust them. I mean, my gosh, do you need anything else? They're awesome. And they'll get you back in your vehicle quickly. Make sure you get over to Auto Body Central. These guys are doing such good work, and I love being associated with them, and what a great sponsor of the show. So they are fantastic. They know what they're doing. They'll even come to your house and look at your car. So you don't even have to go to them, which is really, really nice. They'll assess the situation, tell you what you need, and they just cut right to the chase. They're just awesome people like that. Make sure you give your business to ABC Auto Body Central. All your auto body needs. So sorry. Oh gosh. All right. I wanted to see what people thought about this too. The city of Hurricane. See, if you're around these parts, you have to say Hurricane. You can't say Hurricane. Then they know you're from out of state. Hurricane. They wanted people to weigh in on their 10-year plan. What is it with the cities and their 10-year plans?
They learned that from the Soviet Union. They used to have those 5- and 10-year plans in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, when they say public comment, it's kind of funny. I do hope people, you know, weigh in because they do need to hear from the people. And plus, if it's too overwhelming, they can't ignore it, right? So I do hope people weigh in. But these 10-year plans are getting really out of hand, and they seem to be a favorite. They seem to be something that envisioning the next 10 years, what would you like to do? You know, have your say kind of nonsense. And everybody's on this 10-year kick. You know, the Washington Water, what's it called? The
Lake Powell pipeline?
No, just the water. Just the water district.
Water.
So, stop. the water district.
The Water Conservancy District.
Thank you. I have so many things up today that are conservative, conservationist. Sorry. The Water Conservancy.
We understand.
Thanks. The Water Conservancy. 10-year budget. A 10-year budget. All done. They already have the money stockpiled away for a rainy day, but they keep, you know, raising your taxes and raising the fees and raising everything else. And it's kind of amazing, isn't it, to watch how everyone's on a 10-year kick. Interesting. They call it the visioning questionnaire. Visioning. Yeah. Why does this never work out well for us?
Who knows? Because people don't pay attention. Do you know what just started up as a local thread on Facebook?
What's up?
The recycling blue can plan that doesn't exist.
Yes.
Now, where were these people? There were 7 or 8 articles in the paper.
Right,
we did
right.
2 shows on it. And all of a
Multiple
sudden,
shows.
It's like, well, what's this about recycling not happening?
I guess people wake up like years later, but this nonsense that's going on with it, they haven't been doing it ever since they started doing it.
Never.
And no one calls them on it. My city is actually, we're able to opt out, but I don't give them much credit because they also signed the mask mandate. The mayors were idiotic enough to sign the mask mandate, or not mandate. Oh, I think it
proclamation.
Was proclamation. Whereas you will wear this mask. Whereas we advise you to do this, like little tyrant kings. Isn't that fun?
I kept picturing the little guys in the on the yellow brick road.
Right. Yes. Yes. Hard to believe. It's really hard to believe that they actually did raise their arm to an oath to defend the Constitution.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, they did.
It's in their oath that they have to do something that would require something regarding liberty, I'm sure. I just think it's a sad state of affairs. You should be looking at every single one of these mayors and getting them out of office. Yeah, what a disgrace. They're
possible.
A disgrace to this area. It's just sickening. The only one that seems to have his have the right kind of thinking would be the Enterprise mayor. So good on him. The rest, get rid of them. They will literally take away your freedom at any turn and don't care about facts. And, you know, California came out, we'll be talking about this with Pesta, but, California came out and their public, health person was fired because they kept numbers down. But what was interesting about it was it would have reflected differently for mortality. So it actually would have gone the other way, right? And they kept the numbers to look like more were dying. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of that error, little simple errors going on, and like the CDC issuing their errors, you know, oh yeah, by the way, in February, well, we didn't really have testing, even though it was the testing in February that caused the nationwide lockdown of your business. We didn't really have it. See, all these little errors come out, and then they finally admit.
Yeah. We miscounted 50,000 people, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We miscounted 1 million people, by the way. Oh, sorry. This kind of nonsense. And they keep doing it, too. We're listening to a state epidemiologist named Angela Dunn, and she is the... She is the bought and sold mold for CDC. She worked for the CDC. That's why they picked her.
How's that spelled? D U M B?
Angela Dumb. She really is not very bright. Like, she's not like got a huge resume for being very smart or knowing what she's doing. And this is why she was picked. Why do you think they pick somebody young,
naive,
liberal? It was because they wanted somebody that would do exactly what they were told to do. By the way, Governor Herbert, what a hot mess Governor Herbert has turned out to be. Governor Herbert actually went all in with the governor of Maryland and issued Maryland Strong, they call it. He partnered with Maryland to be the first, to kind of be in this agreement with 8 different states. 4 million rapid point of care antigen tests compact that now includes 8 governors, 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats. Completely bipartisan. Don't you love that? What a sellout.
In all fairness, I have to tell you, I love the name. Maryland Strong. Roadmap to Recovery. Roadmap to Recovery. Boy, that really just grabs you.
It does. I feel stronger. So they're in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation.
Well, there's a good mix, right?
Yep, and they admit it. They admit it. They admit that they love this Rockefeller Foundation that we've been talking about on the show for almost a decade. Yep. And in addition to providing any necessary financing mechanisms, the foundation will help the state set policies and protocols for use and deployment of these tests. By the way, I was with Chris Ann Hall over the weekend, and she was pointing out to me that Nevada has a clause in their constitution that says that they can give that vaccine by any means they figure out. They could mandate a vaccine and then give it to you any way they want. Yeah. And all Chris Ann said was, never moving to Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, our state's not far behind this, you guys.
I wonder what effect it has when states group together like this.
Mm-hmm.
What effect it has on state sovereignty.
Right. Right. Well... These little compacts, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. These little compacts. This compact builds on the bipartisan, they love that word, partnership among governors throughout the pandemic and meets the pressing need in our states for more and faster tests. By the way, we haven't even gotten to a fourth of the flu deaths from last year and the year before. The average is about 1150 a year. Anyway, between flu and respiratory. So Governor Hogan from Maryland said, I want to thank my friend, Governor Herbert, for agreeing to be part of this groundbreaking agreement as we work together.
Thanks, Herbert.
Oh, my gosh. The states, they actually think these rapid test results are crucial in helping slow COVID in our communities, Governor Herbert said. I'm grateful to Governor Hogan for establishing this compact, even though he's a flaming liberal, which will enable us to access the fastest testing technologies in the quantities we need them to expand in our state. They are in active discussions with Becton Dickinson and Quidel, the U.S. manufacturers of antigen tests that have been authorized by the FDA to purchase 500,000 tests per state. They're going to ramp up this testing in schools right in time for school to start.
I'm so thrilled.
Right? Workplaces and nursing homes. And people have asked me, have the National Guard actually assisted in nursing home testing? Because, you know, families aren't allowed to go in. You know, families aren't allowed to be around anyone. No one can stand up for the rights of your senior in those nursing homes. And yes, the answer to that is yes. In fact, they actually say it as the National Guard is simply helping out. Why do they need the National Guard to help out? It's just, when are we going to get it? When are we going to finally get it? Do you know that Herbert partnered with the Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, on this? Do you know he partnered with Ohio governor, Mark DeWine, North Carolina governor, Roy Cooper, Democrat, liberal, governor, Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who between her and Gavin Newsom Gruesome are two of the worst governors, besides New York, in the country. Yes, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, Maryland Governor, he says he's a Republican, but he's a liberal, Larry Hogan, and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. He actually partnered in this testing compact with these people.
That'll be some accurate information.
Yes. So they can get people to test. Why? So they can drive the numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason.
But it keeps driving the deaths down. And they're having a real hard time with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 0.0000. Yeah.
You can't get, if it gets much lower, the dead are going to start coming back to life.
Sorry. Anyone that actually stands behind Herbert or his nemesis Cox or any of these hoodlums that are trashing our state, completely trashing our state, you guys. I just have no words. Be right back. By the way, go to independentamericanparty.org and check it out. Please, please vote for somebody other than the controlled establishment. And I love independentamericanparty.org. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you call the doctor, woke him up. Say, doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, doctor, to relieve this belly.
This is my new Corona cure.
Is there nothing I could take? I say, doctor.
It makes about as much sense as what anyone else is doing. Just put the lime in the coconut. You'll be good. It's a coronavirus. Before we go there, and I do want your calls, by the way, make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. I had Chris Ann over. We hit the, and her family, we hit the hot tub, and you know what? It's like the biggest aha, more like that. Not an aha, but more like a moment. It really is relaxing. Please get one. It will serve you well. You will love being able to get into a hot tub or swim spa and be able to work through what is here and what is coming. I strongly advise it. It really is kind of like my my doctor's medicine of the day is the time I spend just relaxing, just honestly relaxing. And if you don't have one in your backyard, you should. It really is great. And it really cools down at night here too. And it's really just the most amazing thing. Plus, we have a whole star full of sky, sky full of stars. Stop it, Uncle Melty. Just making fun of me today. And it really is cool. You'll love it. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. They've got a deal right now with free Bluetooth sound system and in some selected models. And I'm telling you, it's so worth it. And they know what they're doing and they're good. And they'll even come service that. They have that as well, the servicing of it every week. And it's just awesome.
Do you get in naked?
No. Are you kidding me? No. Have you
when
met me?
When I had
me?
A hot tub, I got it naked.
I don't want to know. Don't give me this visual. What in the world? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Go right ahead?
Yeah, you're live. You're live.
I didn't know I was calling. Sorry. I listened to your show.
Uh-huh.
On St. George, love it.
Love it, great.
I'm out here, military medical from California.
Awesome.
Dispatch.
Awesome.
But I'm in Provo, and I went online. I'm not getting a response on email. So anyhow, I'll let you go. Just give me the, how can I find you in Provo?
Oh,
on the AM station.
You know what? They don't really have hardly any talk radio in Provo. I know it sounds strange, but there just isn't any talk radio up there. You're not going to find anybody, even me. You're going to have to listen
online.
Like you are right now online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I don't know why they won't, because they have so many conservatives up there. I know that they'd like it, but yeah, there is nobody.
Are you on YouTube?
I am on YouTube, The Kate Daly Show.
Okay. Yeah, because
yes.
I was just talking to a good friend of mine in person. You may have heard of David Harris Jr.
Okay.
So yeah, he's
yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well,
big
great.
Supporter of what you're doing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in too. And you're from California, but visiting. Yes.
Redding. Yeah.
Okay.
Redding, California.
How are things in Redding?
Well, I'll put it to you this way.
Okay.
It's probably culturally ranchers, farmers.
Okay.
Size of St. George, population-wise.
Sure.
When I fly back in, you will see more quantities of fear. People driving in their car with nobody in it, wearing a mask.
Oh, jeez.
But like I tell people that my wife or whoever asked me, so how do you like it? You're back on your 2 weeks, 1 week off in Utah.
Right.
I say I love it. You don't see a lot of crazy people.
Oh, good.
Driving in a car in quantity with
right.
a mask on.
Right.
Or driving around, walking around the streets with a mask on.
Yeah.
Like you do in some of the other states closer to where, you know, California, Oregon. It's just,
yeah.
It's really nice to be working with the normal people, like somebody in my industry said when they were in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Right.
You know, the normal people.
Yeah, you know.
Fear enough. Translation.
I so appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
You have a good one.
All right, thanks.
The normal people.
What are some of the symptoms of real COVID? I'm going to go with paranoia. I'm going to say that's a symptom of COVID. What would you say is a symptom of COVID? I would say gullibility. Complete gullibility.
Well,
what do you think?
I think it's that glassy look in your eyes.
Ah, because like he was saying, to wear a mask in the car,
you have to be a nut.
You'd have to be pretty gullible. I mean, you'd have to be so gullible that you actually thought that you were going to infect somebody in your own vehicle by yourself. I mean, that's pretty hardcore.
Well, that's only if you think you're wearing the mask to protect others.
But there's no one else in the car with you.
Oh.
Oh.
So you're protecting yourself. From who?
I don't know.
No, it's strange.
I can't figure it out.
The whole thing is strange. We know it's strange.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had always felt the same way about influenza, then it wouldn't be so strange.
Right, right.
But we never did.
But if we did, though, Uncle Milty, by this time, we'd be so OCD that, I mean, germs would be the enemy. And had we had this nonsense year after year after year, can you even imagine what kind of creatures we'd be walking around? I don't know if I'd want to live on this planet.
No, people would be trying to catch it, so they would die.
It's so true. That is the truth, though, yeah. Because we're making ourselves insane. It's kind of like George Carlin, you know, when he says, you know, 20 years ago, you know, everybody's washing and acting like germs are the enemy. They're not the enemy. You got to create your immune system. You know, when we're little, we put everything in our mouth and we're not watching our parents do that. Are the parents walking around putting everything in their mouth? No. But what it does is, and this was one of the beautiful things.
Exposes.
Yes, that came out of Judy Mikovits and Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Bruce was the fact that they naturally do that because everything passes through the throat. And the throat has three sets of tonsils, and this is your immunity zone, your intelligence zone, and it creates your immunity. And so if you ever had to take a vaccine, if you are ever forced to do it, I would opt for the oral version and not the shot if somebody was actually, you know, to the point where they were forcing you to do this, because your body will kick out the toxins of something that even goes in orally. Not all the way, but you have at least a little bit more hope for that than you do an injection. An injection is like a bomb being dropped on a city. Your body doesn't know what to do with it. It must pass through that intelligent zone of your throat in order to have any chance at all of saving the rest of you.
You know what has also been proven to
What's
be
that?
A big immune booster?
What's that?
Breastfeeding your
yeah.
child.
Yeah, so true.
Makes a major difference.
A lot of women don't do that anymore.
Nope.
So there are a couple of things to know, and most people don't know that about the oral vaccine versus the shot. And
it's
even
even
Dr. Judy Mikovits said, if you had to, even though you were against it, but for some reason somebody was forcing it down you, opt for the oral every time, even for these young kids, if somebody were forcing you to. I can't imagine ponying yourself up for this, but I'm just saying there, one would be slightly better than the other. I still can't believe that comment from that guy. If people don't drop dead, I think I'll stand in line for it.
The actual good polio vaccine was an oral vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Now, half of them that got sent out in the 50s were infected.
Yeah, but
and then we had cancer spring up, four soft tissue cancers after that.
But we didn't have polio.
Thanks. But, you know, cancer, war on cancer, Nixon's war on cancer came a decade after those infected tests rolled out. Half of our entire population of 200 million at the time got those infected kidney cell doses of polio. So if you wonder what happened to us, you know, health-wise, that would be a good indication of what happened to us. The details of that can be found in Dr. Mary's Monkey, the book by Ed Haslam. So many things. Trump signed an executive order over the weekend.
A few.
A payment of $400 instead of $600 extra.
And according to Nancy Pelosi, all the people on unemployment are going to starve to death now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're not getting the extra $600 above their normal unemployment.
Right.
They're only getting an extra $400 above their normal unemployment.
She means they might not be able to afford their cell phone bill. Because, you know, all poor people have cell phones, too.
No, a lot of them went out and bought new cars, and they're not going to be able to afford the new car payment.
And won't go back to work because...
Right.
You know, work pays so much less than the government. And that's right. The government doesn't have any money. It's us. We're all paying for that nonsense. Welcome to communism. It's fun. Las Vegas ballots. There was an article about that as well. And over 200,000 ballots weren't going to be counted. So that's fun. There's lots of things like that right now, which is kind of insane. There's lots of violence going on right now.
Gets worse every day.
Yep. We're going to see a lot of voter fraud. We're going to see, a lot of things, actually.
I think I was right, though, last year when I predicted that the president was already working on fighting voter fraud come the election.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think he's had a plan to be able to prevent the voter fraud from keeping him from being elected.
Mm.
I think he developed that plan more than a year ago.
Mm. Okay. Interesting. All right. We'll see how that pans out. I was reading another letter from a listener that said, again, I have an immune. I'm sickly and I'm elderly, and I do think everyone needs to wear the mask for me. My question again to that kind of nonsensical thinking would be this: did they wear a mask ever before March? Did you die before March? No, because you wrote me a letter, so I know you're very much alive. But the fact that nobody wore it before March. There was a great meme that Kevin Reeve put out, and I loved it, and it was a mask on the grass. And you know what it said? Oops, I dropped my immune system. I thought it was brilliant. Your immune system is not the mask. It's something inside of you.
You have to really believe somehow that a COVID coronavirus is more deadly than pneumonia or influenza.
Yeah.
And there's actually no evidence. I mean, right. Even if they say, right. Okay, well, only 40,000 people died last year of influenza and 150,000 died of COVID. That's only 110,000 people.
Yeah.
That doesn't exactly make it the Black Plague.
No, and we're still at a 0.0047. We're not even at a half percent. We're not even at a half percent or a full percent of anyone even dying through the fraudulent numbers, yeah. Which they are. It's amazing to me.
It's such a gruesome way to die.
Yeah. I'll give you Milty found this, and I'll give you kind of a, what's this guy's name?
He calls himself Minivan Jack.
Minivan Jack. He's awesome. Listen to this. Listen to this.
So the implications are quite clear. If you want to create a totally false panic about a totally false pandemic, pick a coronavirus.
Yep.
They are incredibly common.
Yeah.
And have many different varieties. A very high percentage of people who have become sick by other means like flu or bacterial pneumonia, many other causes, will have a positive PCR test for COVID, even if you're doing the test properly and ruling out contamination, simply because COVIDs are so common.
Yep. That was a sneak peek from, we'll play that later in the show. So true. And I love this video. Good job. I really do. I hope people are going to understand what this really is and how big they're being played here.
Yeah, well, that video, that gentleman does a fantastic job step by step of explaining why that it's COVID that we're using.
And why they used a coronavirus out of all the things they could have used.
Because we have it. Everybody has had a coronavirus infection.
Yes. And like the CDC, Redfield, director of the CDC, admitted on tape at the Trump press conference 2 months ago is, we don't know the difference between that and a respiratory or flu. So, by the way, because we don't know the difference, it's all chalked up as one.
That's why when this started, they made a big point of calling it the novel.
You're right. It's a good point.
This is the new coronavirus.
It's a great point.
Because we've been studying coronaviruses for 20 years plus. This is the new one, though.
Had we been in 2003, 2004, they would have said you had SARS. So, you know, you just trade out SARS for COVID or whatever else that comes along that they want to pronounce that it is. And there you go. That's how sad this whole thing is. And there are people buying into it. They don't want to think. They don't want to do any homework or any research. And it's easy to find all the stuff we ever say on the show. We've been saying since the end of January. It's so easy, easy to find. And then the obvious, you just look around. Are people around you dropping dead? Like the Black Plague? No. Could we have a Black Plague again? No, actually, we couldn't. Not in our circumstances of today's medicine and today's world and sanitation and everything else.
Not enough rats.
Not enough. Yeah, we'll be right. Thank you. We'll be right back with Dr. Pesta. Don't go anywhere on the Kate Daly Show.